Here at World Pork Expo, we just heard a presentation from Boehringer Ingelheim really on the infection chain and how that is helping to really understand and prevent some diseases that are very important in hog producers. And with me right now is Dave Baumert, who is staff veterinarian with Cargill Pork, and he actually presented a case study to show how this infection chain works and how they helped them with a situation they had there at Cargill. First of all, Dave, what's your description of the infection chain and some examples that you showed?
Sure. To me, the infection chain refers to the movement of infectious disease down through the production flow. In our situation, we think of production flow as gilts that come into a sow herd to maintain ongoing sow farms and then the piglets produce thereafter all the way out to marketing. And an infectious chain is just this parallel line that runs alongside the production chain as pigs are moved. Infectious disease, if it's present, will move with them.
Okay, now you gave us a case history, and it went through this, and you showed us a progression of this, and it was related to MHIO or MHP. Go ahead and tell us about that.
So the mycoplasma case study that we looked at began a few years ago when we were in the process of purchasing gilts, as we typically do to replenish sow farms, and we came across a situation where the gilts that we were purchasing were just discovered to be positive for mycoplasma pneumonia. At that point, the decision we had to make was whether we would continue to purchase those gilts, add them to our sow farms, and continue on with production, or whether we would go search for a different gilt flow. We chose to keep those gilts because overall we thought they added some real value to our system. What we didn't completely understand at the time was that when we kept those gilts, we were also keeping the start of the mycoplasma chain, the mycoplasma disease chain. And it did, in fact, as we purchased those gilts, we could see an effect on the health of our sows, and then more specifically, the effect of that disease on each of the piglets that those sows produced. As we followed those piglets on through the nursery phase and eventually to the finishing phase, we could see the detrimental effects of the mycoplasma infection as it followed those pigs down every week as they went through our system.
And there was a bottom line cost here, and you had a very intrepid intern who came up with the actual cost of that by going back through records of over 4 years, and pretty significant results that she showed, and a good reason for people to pay attention to this, right? Go ahead and tell us about what the cost was that she figured out for the each individual disease and some of the combinations.
Sure. So we had an intern working on this project, did a very good job for us. Mycoplasma as a disease was certainly staring us in the face, and so that was our primary interest. And so we asked her to look at the cost of production, comparing known mycoplasma positive groups of pigs as they were marketed to cohort groups of pigs that did not have a specific diagnosis for mycoplasma. When we compared the infected groups to the non-infected groups, we saw a difference in production cost, encompassing medication and feed and death loss. We saw a difference in production cost of $2.50 per pig, a deficit that we attributed specifically to the mycoplasma. Now, in addition to the mycoplasma study, while the intern was going through the work of going through the laboratory reports, we also had her look at influenza virus and PRRS virus. So overall, we had three diseases we looked at: mycoplasma, PRRS, and flu virus. And we were then able to look at each of those three individually, and then also look at those in various combinations. On an individual basis, the mycoplasma was $2.50 per pig. PRRS virus is closer to $6 per pig that it costs us in production efficiency. What we then discovered was that when we bundle those diseases in various combinations, the cost can range anywhere from $7 to almost $16 per head in lost production, lost efficiency, and increased costs.
Well, you summarized really what you learned from this experience and what maybe you pass on to other producers. What is that summary then?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that intuitively it would seem that when you add gilts to your flow, or when you purchase pigs to come into a system, weaner or feeder pigs, intuitively it would seem that you want to get the healthiest animal. With this concept of infectious disease chain, that concept ties it together from the very beginning, where you purchase gilts, all the way through to finishing. And by doing our economic analysis, we're able to actually put hard numbers to this concept, and it proved what we were afraid it would, and that is that that disease is quite costly in the finishing phase. And but again, it's not just finishing disease, it's sow farm disease that becomes finishing disease as it cycles through.
Thank you so much. Here at World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.